Well, let's speak to Tom Perry, who we spoke to yesterday from Mandate Now, which is calling for mandatory reporting of suspected and known child abuse in regulated settings, i.e. if you think it's going on, you've got to tell someone. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ian.
Tom, listen, before we get into this, I want you to have a quick listen to this. This is Hattie Llewellyn Davis, chair of the Buckinghamshire Healthcare NHS Trust, who says safeguarding measures at Stoke Mandeville are appropriate.
Today, Stoke Mandeville is a very different place. The investigation says that now the Trust has a safeguarding team of experienced and qualified staff members who are fully aware of the importance of safeguarding, and it has not found any safeguarding-related situation where either children or vulnerable adults have been at risk. The report states that the Trust has a comprehensive set of evidence-based, fit-for-purpose policies and procedures, and it concludes that at the present time, safeguarding processes are appropriate and the safety of both children and vulnerable adults is not thought to be at risk.
Tom, it's a very different place and the safeguarding of children is its highest priority. Isn't that what you predicted they might say yesterday?
Spot on.
Yeah, isn't it just? Well, almost word for word.
Yep. I think, you know, I mean, I was up late writing that script.
You did very, very well to sneak it in. And that concerns you, doesn't it, that that's what is being said?
Well, you see, I mean, it's... look, I in a way, I sort of feel for Hattie Llewellyn Davis because she's new to the role, OK? She's new to this post. But what I despair about this is that this is a paper exercise, OK? Now, if we just take, you know, just to get nitty-gritty for a minute, if we take training alone... Do you know that if you're going to train anybody in safeguarding, there is no accreditation program for any of the trainers? So therefore, you know, you could be a pie maker yesterday and a safeguarding trainer today. There is no accreditation scheme. So what does it mean? So all this is sort of trolled out, you know, and this is the usual defensive line. Oh, it's a very different place now. Well, it fundamentally isn't. And the reason it isn't is because when Savile was operating at his height of abuse, there was no requirement to report abuse. All you had was a professional expectation that people would do the right thing. Today, it's exactly the same. So there is no change. All we have is paper, a few paper policies, and as you know, we dismantled that paper policy and we uploaded it to our website. It is not fit for purpose. It's fit for nothing.
The Lampard report also said that everybody that works in hospitals and works with children should have a DBS check. Well, all a DBS check proves is that they haven't been caught. You know, you could get up to all manner of... Savile would have had a clean CRB or DBS check, wouldn't he?
Yes, well, that's what happens. This is all a bit of a mirror exercise. Look, I'm all for the DBS system. I have to say it was astoundingly weakened in 2012 with the Protection of Freedoms Act. In fact, referrals on a DBS basis, because the threshold for referrals has been so dramatically lowered, the number of referrals that go to the DBS has dropped by 60%. And yes, DBS checks only will tell you about those people who've been caught. They don't tell you about those people who haven't been. And this is why, again, it sort of sidesteps the issue. Everybody is sidestepping the issue. In fact, Mr. Hunt sidestepped the issue yesterday. In the House yesterday, Mr. Hunt said that, you know, child protection was really down to common sense. I mean, this really is detached from any planet that I belong to.
The Lampard report also, Kate Lampard said she considered mandatory reporting and then rejected the idea. That must be very disappointing to you.
Well, not really, because asked outside afterwards about mandatory reporting, I mean, it's not really hers to give, to be candid with you. What I would have liked to have seen, actually, was that within her report, as has already happened with Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary, as has already happened with CEOPS, that a recommendation that mandatory reporting should be looked at. That's what I would have liked to have seen. Outside the conference centre yesterday, she was asked about mandatory reporting, and she went everywhere, round in circles everywhere, and found it very difficult to answer the question. I think this is a great shame, because here we have a thumping great institution in the NHS, one of the biggest employers in the country, huge, with children going in and out every day and vulnerable adults going in and out every day. And here she is. She says, I feel that I can't really comment on this. Well, again, I'm struggling with this, because this is a report about child abuse. And this is like a bit like a baker not commenting on the yeast supplier. I mean, what's going on?
You have such a wonderful turn of phrase, Tom. I love talking to you. Not the subject matter, obviously, but you express things so colourfully. How are you left feeling after yesterday? Because I was in the car for a lot of yesterday and heard lots of it on Five Live and on Three Counties and on Radio 4. And I just wondered how you, as you got into bed last night, Tom, how did you feel?
Well, this is going to sound very odd. Stick with me, please.
I'm going
okay,
to.
Don't press the button
no.
off. Actually, you know, my first thoughts were with those people who'd been through this harrowing process. I've been there. I know what it's like, okay? So this is the survivors of this man's abuse, okay? Mm. I've been there. I get a lot of it, okay? My first thoughts were with them. But then afterwards, you know, I sort of, the head hit the pillow, and I thought, well, you know, all in all, for what we're attempting to do, you know, I was standing at a very lonely bus stop in 2006. I've even been spat at by a social worker for suggesting that there was no law to report abuse. I mean, I've had the phone put down on me. It's not been fun. And it was a very lonely bus stop. Well, yesterday in the House of Commons, questions everywhere about mandatory reporting. In the Queen Elizabeth Centre, where the press conference was, you know, all the journalists, mandatory reporting was virtually every other question. And I have to tell you, I then listened to an interview with a solicitor from Slater Gordon who said, What does the survivors want out of this? They want accountability. Well, watch the papers at the weekend, because I'm working on something about that. They want accountability, and they want mandatory reporting. And I have to say, on that note, my eyes shut, and I was embraced by in the arms of Morpheus. And I thought, good job, we're on the way.
Tom, really good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Speak to you again soon. Tom Perry from Mandate Now. And boy, oh boy, doesn't he have the best way of... what a great turn of phrase that man uses. And it's a shame that he's having to put it to talk about something like this. Thank you, Tom. 08459 455 555. He's good, he is, isn't he?
I went to say thank you. You'd already gone.
I like Tom. I think he's passionate, he's knowledgeable, and he explains that he's got a wonderful turn of phrase.